All right, everyone, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I'm speaking with Ms. Crystal Smith, and we're talking about beauty. We're talking about blossoming. And, you know, something that I was curious about, too, Crystal, is when it comes to this whole notion of blossoming, one of the things that you made so clear to us, and I really appreciate this, is that we need to be willing to work to blossom and not expect it to happen the way we perceive it happening with the flower. We look at the flower and, you know, like you say, the seed goes into the ground. Next thing we know, it might be a few weeks later, it might be a few months later, but we see a flower. We don't see the flower doing anything. And I think a lot of times we humans want to be like that flower, do nothing and still blossom. Mm-hmm. But from what you're sharing with us, that's not the way it works in the real world.
Right. We want to see that. We want the end result. We always look at the end result. We admire people who are quote unquote great, but we have no idea how long it took that person to get where they are. I read somewhere that said it takes 20 years to become an overnight success. So there's no such thing as an overnight success. Yeah. And with She Blossoms, it involves a process of growth, like I said earlier. And it's so important that we don't give up. And if you're grounded, if you're rooted and grounded, that's the first step. You have to be rooted and grounded, and you have to say to yourself, this is what I've been called to do. This is what I'm going to do no matter what. If I have people support me, great. If people don't support me, that's fine. If I have people encouraging me, that's great. If people are giving me a pat on the back. But there are going to be some times when you're not going to have anybody giving you a pat on the back. Nobody's going to tell you a good job. There are going to be times when not only do you not have people encouraging you, but you will have people discouraging you. You will have people laughing at you behind your back. You will have people that you thought would be there for you, and they're not there. I remember when I first started this journey about 6 years ago, I thought everybody was just going to be on board, and I was just going to have all of this support, and everybody was going to be as excited as I was. I quickly found out that that's not always the case, but it's okay, because what that does is it forces me to learn. It forces me to do research. Now I have so many people sending me messages asking me, how do I do this? How do I do that? And I'm saying to myself, who am I? Why are you asking me? When did I become an expert? But it was because I had to learn how to do things on my own. I had to learn how to do marketing. I had to learn how to get my books published. I had to learn how to secure a facility or how to get speakers. I had to learn how to do all of those things. I didn't have a manager. I didn't have an assistant. I didn't have anybody. But now I thank God for that, because it forced me to have to teach myself how to do those things. And it gave me a resilience. It gave me a push. And now it's like I'm more... I value what I have more now because I had to work for it. It wasn't given to me. So I just want to encourage anyone to pursue your dream and pursue your goal. And that's why we're having the event that we're having this month.
You know, I'm hearing you say that. And, you know, that has been a rule for so long. You know, the parents deciding, hey, well, you know what? Could just buy the car for the child, but I want to have the child work, earn enough money for something, whether it's just to pay the insurance, whether it's just to replace the tires. I want the child to put something in the game so the child appreciates this car more because of what they vested. I can imagine that when it comes to cultivating whatever level of beauty that has been put inside of us, and we do our part to expand and to build, to develop that beauty, we would appreciate it more. Wow. Because we helped work to get it where it is, as opposed to if we just went to bed one night and the next morning we woke up and bam, there it is. Beauty just exuberating all over the place. I think we'd even appreciate our beauty more if we realized we had to contribute some energy to bringing that beauty about.
Right. And the Bible says, let your light shine, your light shine. So I think we use the term beauty. I think all that beauty is letting your gifts shine, letting your talent shine. If you hide your talent, it can't help anybody. You know, the Bible even talks about don't hide it in the ground. Yeah. There was a master, and he gave one servant five talents, and he gave one two talents, and he gave one talent. And the one that he gave one talent, he hid it in the ground. Yeah. And it didn't profit anybody when it was hidden. So I just want to encourage anybody who's listening, don't hide your talent. Use it. Use it for the glory of God. Use it to help somebody else.
So that being the case, you have, I know you mentioned that one book came out 2012, but you have a new one since then. If you would, tell us about your books, plural. Okay. And again, and share with us how people can get the books, and tell us again about the upcoming July conference.
Okay. So my first book, Ready for a Change, was about changing your lifestyle to become healthier. So whenever you are trying to lose weight or get healthy, there's something called a readiness to change. It's like a form that you fill out that determines, are you really ready to change? Because if you're not ready to change mentally, you can't change your eating habits. So my first book was all about changing your lifestyle. And that was when I was still trying to discover myself. Like I said, I was still trying to stay in that health and fitness mode. My second book, The Centered Woman, was when I really began to embrace my call to help women. The Centered Woman came out in 2016, and it is available on Amazon. You can download it. We're actually sold out of Ready for a Change.
Okay.
But you can download The Centered Woman online. And my latest book came out last year in 2017, and it is called Today I'm Better. Today I'm Better is a 40-day devotional. Every day there is an inspirational devotion for you to read, and it has a scripture to go along with it. And it's about the fact that your life is not about being perfect, but about progression. So every day is progression. There's also a section each day for you to write your goals for that day. And at the end of the day, you write down what you accomplished. So your goal may have been to drink 8 glasses of water, but at the end of the day, you may have only had 4 glasses of water, but you walked for 30 minutes of exercise. Mm-hmm. So even though you didn't reach that goal, you did this. Or maybe you didn't wash your car that day, but you did laundry. Okay. So you have to celebrate your small victories. So those are my three books. They're all available on Amazon, except the first one. And we are so excited about our upcoming conference. It's called Pursue, and it will be held on May the 12th at the Snelling Center from 11 to 1 p.m.
Awesome. That's right around the corner.
Next Saturday.
And how can people register? Do they?
You can register at crystalesmith.com. It's $10 to register, and it's going to be full of information for anyone who wants to pursue their purpose.
All right. And they can get that information online?
Yes, sir. All of the information is at crystalesmith.com.
Thank you so much for helping all of us be inspired to blossom a little more and to work to be what we're created to be.
Yes.
All right, everyone. Till next time.